Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Beikei Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is May 13th, 2024. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Banks explore climate risk resilience in Federal Reserve pilot study. The Federal Reserve Board has released a summary of an exploratory pilot climate scenario analysis, CSA, exercise conducted with 6 major U.S. banks. Temenos launches responsible generative AI solutions. Switzerland-based Temenos has announced the launch of its responsible generative AI solutions as part of its artificial intelligence-infused banking platform. Fintech MNZL raises US$3.5 million. Egypt-based fintech startup MNZL has raised US$3.5 million in a funding round led by P1 Ventures, Ingressive Capital, and Local Globe. CTBC Bank Philippines partners with Hitachi Asia. CTBC Bank Philippines has announced its partnership with Hitachi Asia to deliver a faster and safer digital banking experience to customers and clients. Fintech Farm raises US$32 million MLN for Indian operations expansion. UK-based Fintech Farm, a startup that provides technology to medium-sized banks in developing markets to build digital tools, has raised US$32 million in Series B funding. Boss market to increase to US$64.7 billion by 2032. Global Market Insights report has uncovered that the banking as a service, BaaS, market is expected to reach a revenue collection of US$64.7 billion by 2032. SEDA launches digital credit as a service offering. Banking technology provider Zeta has announced the launch of its digital credit as a service offering for banks and financial institutions in India. Kadi Coffee taps Adyen for overseas expansion. Indonesia-based coffee chain Kadi Coffee has chosen Adyen to enable global expansion with efficient payments across Canada, Australia, Japan, Singapore, and the UAE. IDEX Biometrics to launch its solutions in South Asia. Norway-based card manufacturer IDEX Biometrics has announced that it opened an additional market in South Asia by partnering with a challenger bank. Gallant Capital acquires Fime and All Solutions testing business. US-based Gallant Capital has announced the acquisition of Fime and All Solutions, payment testing business, which merges the technical capabilities and knowledge of both companies. MasterCard Nets Union begins processing transactions in China. MasterCard Nets Union Information Technology has announced it began processing payments made in China with MasterCard card issued by the country's banks. Secure Innovation launches Remote Planet. Secure Innovation Group has launched its latest brand Remote Planet, offering a customizable solution to monitor, manage, protect, and control critical assets and infrastructure remotely. Fireblocks launches Fireblocks Global Custodian Partner Program. US-based cryptocurrency custody company Fireblocks has announced the launch of the Fireblocks Global Custodian Partner Program. Westpac to process tap-to-pay transactions for transport in Canberra. Westpac is partnering with the ACT government on its new smart transport system, MyWay Plus, to enable residents to tap on and off public transport with a debit or credit card. MoneyCarer, tag systems and fingerprints deliver biometric payment card for vulnerable people. MoneyCarer, a UK-based national social enterprise focused on providing secure money management services for vulnerable people, has partnered with global card manufacturer Tag Systems and world-leading biometrics company Fingerprint Cards AB, Fingerprints. United Fintech expands into UAE with new office in DIFC. United Fintech is increasing its global presence with the opening of a new office in the Dubai International Financial Center, DIFC. BBVA runs successful trial of distributed quantum simulation in the cloud. BBVA has completed a successful trial of the execution of quantum algorithms across multiple conventional servers in the AWS cloud. Neobank in a box startup Fintech Farm raises $32 million. Fintech Farm, a London-based startup that helps banks and emerging markets to launch all digital neobanks, has raised $32 million in funding. Raisin moves into net profit. German savings and investment products marketplace Raisin has almost doubled revenues for 2023 and moved into net profitability for the first time. Philz forges alliance with Arab Financial Services. Philz, the fast-growing, UAE-based enterprise-grade digital infrastructure provider enabling companies to embed sustainability and climate action into their business models, today announced a major partnership with Arab Financial Services, AFS, the Middle East and Africa region's leading digital payment solutions provider and fintech enabler. DOCS Tribute secures Hinckley and Rugby Building Society as a new customer. DOCS Tribute, a leading UK RegTech, regulation technology, company specializing in regulated document distribution solutions, is excited to announce its strategic partnership with Hinckley and Rugby Building Society. Geldmot renews ATM software as a service contract with Tytoyvery. Tytoyvery Banking is pleased to announce the renewal of its strategic partnership with Geldmot. Banque Internationale Luxembourg goes live with Temenos. Temenos, 6. Tem, today announced that Banque Internationale Luxembourg, BIL, one of the largest universal banks in Luxembourg, has gone live with Temenos Core Banking and Payments to increase agility and efficiency of its retail, corporate and private banking operations. Ubank partners with Rakami Islamic Digital Bank. Ubank has partnered with Rakami Islamic Digital Bank to enable access to branch banking services to RIDBL users and optimize the digital banking landscape of Pakistan. MoneyCarer, Tag Systems, Fingerprints launch biometric carer card. MoneyCarer, in collaboration with Tag Systems and Fingerprints, have introduced biometric-enabled carer cards to improve financial access for vulnerable people in the UK. American Express expands partnership with WorldPay. US-based integrated payments company American Express has announced the expansion of its collaboration with WorldPay to provide additional payment capabilities for small businesses. Noda launches end-user KYC solutions for online merchants. UK-based open banking payment provider Noda has launched a selection of end-user KYC solutions for online merchants. Mobile banking malware surged by 32% in 2023. Cybersecurity company Kaspersky has released a report which uncovered a substantial increase in mobile banking malware and crypto-related phishing in 2023. China hits crypto exchange fraud, captures $300 million in assets. Chinese authorities have dismantled a cryptocurrency exchange fraud system and captured assets worth around $300 million. Kima and FinSec Innovation Lab join forces. Kima has partnered with FinSec Innovation Lab, receiving a grant from the IIA to fund an initiative to connect decentralized finance, DeFi, applications with fiat systems. Taba Pay ditches plan to buy assets of bankrupt boss firm Synapse. Money-moving fintech Taba Pay has pulled out of a deal to buy the assets of bankrupt banking as a service platform Synapse. American Express and WorldPay renew ties. American Express and WorldPay have signed a new agreement which makes it even easier for small businesses to welcome loyal and high-spending American Express card members. Amex and WorldPay form small business partnership. American Express and WorldPay have signed a new agreement which makes it even easier for small businesses to welcome loyal and high-spending American Express card members. Temenos ramps up AI offensive. Temenos has announced the launch of its responsible generative AI solutions as part of its AI banking platform. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on BayPayForum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.